After almost 50 years, Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station, located in the town of Plymouth, adjacent to Cape Cod, planned to shut down permanently mid-year in 2019. For years, WCAI has been following issues at the plant, which was classified by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission as one of the worst-performing nuclear plants in the country. It had a long history of repeated safety violations. In February of 2019, as part of our continuing coverage, we produced a three-part look at the plant and its difficult history in the community. And for the remainder of the year, we followed up as citizens and officials grappled with difficult questions about decommissioning, a sale of the plant itself, and the on-site storage of spent nuclear fuel.
Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station in Plymouth is one of the worst performing power plants in the country, and it's scheduled to shut down for good in about 4 months. It's been supplying the region with power since 1989, but for security reasons, only a few people besides employees have been allowed inside the facility. Today, WCAI's Sarah Mises-Tan takes us on a tour of the plant and into the reactor building.
The power plant is a simple rectangular building sitting on the edge of picturesque Cape Cod Bay. To get there, you turn off a winding wooded road onto a long driveway lined with signs that caution against trespassers. As you approach the plant, you can hear the transformer humming as it feeds electricity to the grid through overhead power lines. I'm taking a tour with representatives from Entergy, the plant's owner. Before we enter the reactor room, I'm given a hard hat and something the workers call nuclear jewelry. It's a lanyard with plastic badges and a dosimeter, which measures radiation. Joseph Lynch of Entergy explains it's a safety regulation.
We have to have everybody who goes into the reactor building wear dosimetry. So that'll be your record while you're on site of any radiation that you picked up.
After that, I'm checked into the station, and now I'm ready to go into the reactor room.
We're going to bring you through kind of an airlock because the reactor building is kept at a different pressure than here. So if there's any leaks, air will always come in and not go out. So you'll feel kind of the difference in the atmosphere when we go through this little airlock. Then we'll be officially in the reactor building.
Oddly, the inside of the reactor building looks unassuming, like a big gymnasium. There aren't many big machines and there are no loud noises, just a soft humming. In the center of this large room, we stand on top of a few colored tiles.
You're standing on top of an active running nuclear reactor.
That's right. Just under my feet lies a huge nuclear reactor. Inside the reactor are slim rods filled with uranium, all submerged underwater. The nuclear reaction heats the water to steam, which turns the turbines, creating electricity. There's no noise or smell to indicate how much power is being created. And that's the point, says Edwin Lyman of the Union of Concerned Scientists.
Nuclear energy does not generate a large amount of carbon compared to fossil fuels.
Back when Pilgrim was built in the 1970s, nuclear power was thought of as the answer to making clean energy that could be extremely affordable, or in industry lingo, too cheap to meter.
But it'll only be an option if it can be maintained as safely and securely as possible.
Which brings us to the question of spent fuel. When the plant closes, all those uranium rods in the reactor will be stored in concrete containers, which Entergy plans to keep on site for the next 60 years. This is what many people are worried about the most. And Edwin Lyman says the cost of managing nuclear fuel safely is one reason it's never quite lived up to its promise of being too cheap to meter.
Nuclear power has turned out to be one of the more expensive forms of generating electricity, and it also has significant safety and security concerns.
Leaving the reactor, my dosimeter is checked again. It shows I received less radiation than I would on a flight from Boston to Los Angeles. The final check is a machine that looks like an upright tanning bed. It scans me with lasers for any radioactive material that may have landed on me and counts down.
4, 3, 2, 1, clean.
The countdown for Pilgrim has already begun as the plant enters its final months before decommissioning. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan in Plymouth.
Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station in Plymouth is one of the worst performing plants in the country, and it's scheduled to close by the end of May. It's a turning point for the town of Plymouth, for nuclear power in the region, and for one woman who's been working to shut down Pilgrim for 3 decades. WCAI's Sarah Mises-Tan brings us her story.
Mary Lampert is a white-haired, small-framed woman. Sometimes she goes by the nickname Pixie. But don't let that fool you. She's been one of the staunchest opponents to the Pilgrim nuclear power plant since the 1980s. And soon, she may get what she's been fighting for.
I'm almost ready to buy the champagne, but I'm going to hold off, probably until May.
She has a dry sense of humor, and in many ways, she's perfectly poised to be the plant's biggest opponent. Her two-story home in Duxbury overlooks Cape Cod Bay, and she shows me the view from her bedroom window.
In the winter, bang, right through there. See those two? There are three trees, one, two, three. Between two and three, you can see it clearly.
She points out Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station, a square structure sitting just 6 miles across open water. The plant was already there when she and her family moved to this quaint neighborhood in the 1980s. It was built in 1972, but had been closed for a number of years due to repeated equipment failures. Even then, it was listed as one of the worst-run power plants in the country.
We were told at the time that Pilgrim was in a forced shutdown by the regulators, and it would never open. However, it did reopen in the last day of 1989 and has been chugging along ever since.
Lampert had young children back then, and she worried for their safety. She sent them to school outside of Duxbury and threw herself into researching Pilgrim. Everything she read made her determined to get the plant shut down again. She became an outspoken opponent. Here she is in 2011.
There are lots of things that can and should be done. Not to mention the big one, spent fuel storage. The way it is stored now is unsafe, period.
Although the plant is scheduled to close in the next 6 months, Edwin Lyman of the Union of Concerned Scientists says that nuclear watchdogs like himself and Mary Lampert have more reason to be paying attention now.
Just because the reactor is shut down doesn't mean that the utility or the Nuclear Regulatory Commission or the public should let their guard down.
They're especially concerned about who will manage that spent nuclear fuel, which is expected to be stored on site for the next half a century or more. Lyman says these rods could be vulnerable to sea level rise, mismanagement, or even a terrorist attack.
For one thing, the spent nuclear fuel that is stored at the Pilgrim site needs to be protected and managed appropriately. The potential for a spent fuel pool accident remains very high.
In meeting rooms and at the State House, Mary Lampert's constant presence has made her the voice of Pilgrim opposition. Though plant managers and politicians don't always agree with her, they recognize and respect her. Being involved for 3 decades means she's been in the fray longer than many others.
Well, some are dead. I've outlived some.
Regulations around the plant have not always gone her way, but
what keeps me going is I never have had the unrealistic expectation that if I do this and work really hard on opposing a regulation, that's it. That's going to be the magic bullet. And then, of course, it isn't.
With the plants closing in May, a significant chapter in Mary Lampert's life will finish. But she knows her work isn't done. A new chapter is just beginning. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.
Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station, which is owned by the company Entergy, is nearly 50 years old. It's moving toward a permanent shutdown in 4 months, but there are still concerns about safety. As WCAI Sarah Mises-Tan reports, when a nuclear power plant closes, it leaves radioactive waste and a lot of unanswered questions.
It's the middle of February. We have a large storm. It's heavy snow, and a tree actually gets weighed down enough that it crosses over 345 kV lines.
This is the sound of the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station undergoing a scram, or an emergency shutdown.
Stand up, lost power.
We have a loss of off-site power.
This is only a test, regular training for Entergy workers. But the situation described here by Entergy's Christina Renault is actually not very different from what happened just last winter when a storm knocked out power at Pilgrim and took it offline for weeks.
APRMs are downscale.
That's correct.
As the plant ages, nuclear opponents are increasingly worried that an accident similar to the one in this drill could lead to a nuclear meltdown. Harwich resident Diane Turco, a longtime critic of the plant, says the consequences could affect the entire Northeast.
But this just shows, this is a plume from Fukushima after 24 hours.
That's the Japanese power plant that experienced a meltdown in 2011. Turco is laying together two maps.
Fukushima would be right here, and this is where the plume went after 24 hours. So we superimposed that data over Pilgrim, and you can see where it goes.
The plume of radioactive material she points to would stretch from Long Island up to Maine. Though the plant is closing soon, the risk for a nuclear meltdown still remains, even after it stopped operations. Turco drives over to the plant and points out what she's really worried about, the dry cask storage units. A cluster of concrete cylinders sitting next to the plant.
We should not be able to be here. If somebody had bad intent, there's the dry casks right there.
She worries that the casks, which contain radioactive material from the reactor, are too easily accessible and unprotected. An attack on the casks could result in a nuclear explosion.
You could jump over here and be down there in 2 minutes, yeah.
To add to existing concerns, Entergy is now looking to sell the power plant to Holtec, a company that specializes in nuclear decommissioning, basically shutting nuclear power plants down. It's the same company that manufactured the dry cask storage cylinders that Turco just pointed out. Michael Toomey of Entergy explains why the plant is being sold.
Holtec bring decades of experience managing spent nuclear fuel as well as decommissioning nuclear power plants. So they are much more prepared to do this work. They have the expertise that we currently do not have.
Whether it's Entergy or Holtec that will decommission the plant, the town of Plymouth will have to deal with the consequences. Melissa Arrighi is the town manager and says the plant's closing is largely seen as something positive.
I think there was relief on the mind of many people who had been worried because the plant had had some occurrences in the last few years that made the town worried and some residents actually scared.
Plymouth doesn't depend on a lot of tax revenue from Entergy, so financially, the town feels ready for the closure. But Arrighi is worried about the land the plant sits on, 1,600 acres of valuable real estate overlooking Cape Cod Bay. Right now, it's destined to be a holding place for nuclear fuel for 60 years or more.
I think we're resigned to that long term that we've heard about for so long.
The decommissioning company Holtec has talked about the possibility of moving the fuel off site, but Arrighi doesn't think that's a future the town can depend on.
Holtec has sounded very confident that it ultimately will be moved. I'm going to reserve judgment until we see what happens.
For Plymouth, this is life within the shadow of a nuclear power plant. Every few months, an announcement blares from beehive-shaped speakers that hang over the town's main roads.
Attention, attention. This is a test of the emergency siren system. This is only a test.
In the event of a nuclear emergency, this siren would alert residents to evacuate. This, too, is part of the ongoing legacy of nuclear power. Living with risk until the radioactive fuel is taken elsewhere. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.
Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station in Plymouth is no longer one of the country's worst-performing nuclear plants, according to the federal agency that oversees nuclear power. WCAI's Sarah Mises-Tan reports.
Pilgrim has been designated a Column 4 power plant, meaning they've received heightened oversight and inspections from the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission since 2015. The plant was placed in Column 4 for repeated safety violations and problems in its safety culture. Pat O'Brien, spokesman for Entergy, the company that owns the plant, says the commission acknowledges the years of work done by the company to address these concerns.
This is big news for the site. It's really a real point of pride for our workforce, the 600 people who really are men and women really committed to themselves to turning around performance and pushing back to get to the top in column one.
The plant will now receive regular inspections as opposed to heightened inspections in the next few months before it's scheduled to close at the end of May. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.
The Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission says Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station is on its way to safe decommissioning after its reclassification to a regularly operating plant. The commission held its final annual assessment of the power plant last night in Plymouth. WCAI Sarah Mises-Tan was there.
Engineers at the meeting discussed the specifics of Pilgrim's recent upgrade in status from one of the nation's worst performing power plants, and concerned citizens voiced worry over the plant's impending ownership transfer. John Garrity, a safety engineer at Entergy, the company that currently owns the plant, says his team worked hard to gain the improved safety designation.
Basically, the inspection was significant in length. It was 5 detailed inspections that covered each of the areas that we were found having problems with, and that we had to demonstrate that we had corrected the problems.
But opponents of the plant say they're worried about less rigorous oversight of the plant, especially as it moves to permanent shutdown on June 1st. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.
Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station in Plymouth is set to churn out its last megawatts of energy on May 31st, and it marks the end of an era for many nuclear watchdogs who have called for the plant's closing for decades. WCAI Sarah Mises-Tan reports.
Mary Lampert says Pilgrim's final day will be one she spends in quiet reflection rather than at the plant's gates with a glass of champagne. Though the close of the station has been what she spent the better part of the last 30 years asking for, she doesn't see the fight as being over just yet. She's still concerned as the plant begins to decommission. And she recognizes the day is a sad one for the plant's workers.
I'm not planning to do anything other than what I do every day. May 31st marks the end of their jobs. So if I were standing there with a glass of champagne, I would feel it would be a disservice to those workers.
The plant has seen multiple equipment malfunctions in the past few weeks and won't be operating at full power when it closes. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.
A citizens' petition is asking that nuclear decommissioning company Holtec negotiate terms with the town of Plymouth before it's granted ownership of the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant. WCAI Sarah Mises-Tan reports.
The Pilgrim Power Station stopped operation in June, and Holtec has been looking to buy the plant for decommissioning. But the state's attorney general's office, along with members of watchdog group the Nuclear Decommissioning Citizens Advisory Panel, have raised issues of accountability about the company. Sean Mullen of the advisory panel.
Holtec has said, "We are not going to negotiate and sign any agreements until after we get the license transfer approved by the NSC. Well, that's very much akin to buying a house without ever seeing the house, not knowing what the mortgage is going to cost you.
Among the issues of concern are Holtec's commitments to the town of Plymouth and what will ultimately happen to the immense property, which is more than 1,500 acres on Cape Cod Bay. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.
Holtec, the company looking to purchase Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station for decommissioning, has issued a response to a call from the state for negotiations. WCAI's Sarah Mises-Tan reports.
Holtec says they will not negotiate prior to buying the nuclear power station. Last week, the Attorney General's office issued a request to halt the federal approval process to force the company to come to the table with the state. Holtec has yet to discuss future plans for the 1,500 acres of land the plant sits on, and this refusal has worried the state and watchdog organizations. In a statement released today, the company says there's no proof that going forward with the license transfer without negotiating would cause irreparable damage to the state, and that any concerns can be addressed once it's acquired Pilgrim. The Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission says it's reviewing Holtec's application to buy the plant and is considering both sides. Holtec's purchase could be approved as early as this month. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.
The Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission says it is approaching a decision on the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant license transfer and that it could happen as early as next week. WCAI Sarah Mises-Tan reports.
The commission has tentatively given the go-ahead to allow plant owner Entergy to transfer the power station to decommissioning company Holtec. But the decision has one condition. The commission can wait 5 business days before officially approving the license. Commission spokesman Neil Sheehan says this is to allow consideration of 2 hearings on the matter.
There are 2 pending hearing requests on the license transfer application, one from the state, the Attorney General's office, one from the Pilgrim Watch organization. But before the staff goes ahead and issues a decision, it wants to give the commission an opportunity to weigh in.
In the past few weeks, the state's attorney general, state politicians, and nuclear watchdogs have attempted to intervene in the license transfer, asking for more information about Holtec's qualifications. For WCAI, I am Sarah Mises-Tan.
The Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission made its first visit to Plymouth since the company Holtec took ownership of Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant. WCAI's Sarah Mises-Tan reports last night's meeting brought out many angry with the decision.
Safety first! Safety first!
Nuclear watchdogs and local officials turned out in force to protest the commission's recent move to allow Holtec to decommission the plant. Watchdog group Cape Downwinders chanted outside the meeting wearing shirts that read, "Nuked by the NRC." Ken Tavares of the Plymouth Board of Selectmen says he's resigned that his town will now become a de facto nuclear waste site and that he felt betrayed.
It just shocked me that people on the federal level could do that to us. We have to deal with it. So the road is not over for us.
The federal government approved Holtec to take over the power plant, despite concerns voiced by local and state officials over the company's ability to safely shut down the plant. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.